This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to a new episode of Ask the Imam, a program that we host at the Clear Lake Islamic Center. You can see the answers to your questions on our YouTube channel. If you want to ask a question, send us an email at asktheimam@themasjid.org. That is asktheimam@themasjid.org. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Shaykh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
There's this question about niqab, if it is wajib, obligatory, especially in the U.S.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salam rasulullah. The niqab is basically is covering most of the face except the eyes, or some scholars said covering the face. That's what usually the fuqaha talk about it, the whole entire face. Is it something, is the face awrah must be covered or not? This is an issue debate between the Muslim scholars. One opinion among the Hanabila that it is awrah and it must be covered, and also one opinion among the Shafi'iyah said the face is awrah and need to be covered. While there is other opinions in these two madhab, and the Maliki and the Hanafi said no, it's not awra. And you will find also opinion in the Hanafi and the Maliki said to cover. Right. So you'll find the fuqaha, rahimahullah, debate over this. Some of them cover because awra, some said cover because fitna, you know, it's much safer for the woman and so forth. Wallahu alam, for me, it seems to be that covering the face is can be only obligatory in certain circumstances. Mm-hmm. If she feels like somebody looking at her with desire, in this case, she just cover her face, you know, or she feel there is not comfortable with that look and that close interacting, she cover her face until she move away from that mm-hmm. situation. Other than that, no. And as for America versus not America, alhamdulillah, we live in a country that allowed you, it's permissible for you to cover your face if you wish, if you want to do that. And if you don't want to do that, it's like there is no rules to force mm-hmm. this in it. If you're looking at it from the perspective of, is it much safer to cover your awra in America or not safer to?
Face.
I think, you know, the face, sorry, the face is more safer or not. I think it is more acceptable to the society when you don't cover your face. I think it is much, much safer, I would argue, maybe, I don't know. If you're going to look at it from that perspective, because it's not something common among Muslims mm-hmm. to cover the face.
Right.
So with this been said, I think it's whichever you feel comfortable with, alhamdulillah. What I really would like to say about this as well, some people think that, oh, this is highest level of iman and stuff like that to cover the face. I don't think you should approach it this way and you think you saw better than anybody else just because you cover the face. Because the majority of the fuqaha said you don't have to. So, and it is permissible. So you're not doing something like, okay, this is like higher level of iman. Some people take it as a challenge for themselves, which is, in my opinion, just a wrong approach to the whole issue.
I mean, added to that is the attitude sometimes of the people who are not covering their faces towards the sisters who are covering their faces. Sometimes it would be, let's say, feeling like they're judgmental a little bit, or maybe they're not comfortable with seeing a sister covering her face. And
beautiful.
So.
Yeah.
What do you say to that?
Yeah. Jazakallah khair. That's a very good point. We mm-hmm. see sometimes some Muslim are have Islamophobia kind of towards sister who wears niqab.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, these are too strict. This is like backwards. This is, no, it's not. Those sisters following a very strong opinion among the fuqaha and a very common opinion among the fuqaha, rahimahullah. You know, the fuqaha said it is wajib or recommended, you know, mm-hmm. or it's permissible. So she's not coming with something like, you know, out of the ordinary. No, it is something, maybe it was the most common practice about 100 years ago. Then most of the Muslim country, right. most of women cover their face. Only after the colonization of Muslim world from the Western world, the covering the face became not the norm. But before that time, actually, it was very common. If you look at pictures in Syria and Egypt and Eastern Europe, like Albania and this area, you'll find majority of women cover their face. And even in Europe, it used to be also a common thing for women to cover their face. So I think we should not look down upon, should not judge them, should not claim that they are strict or anything of that nature. At the same time, you know, be friendly. Alhamdulillah, good point. Thank you.
Jazakallah khair. Barakallah fiikum.
Thank you very much for your questions. We'll see you next episode.